You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Favorite of flavor of today's stuff, because you ain't going to see that tomorrow. Tigers and Strohs feels like first 1-3 wins.
The number that I had in my head. Yep.
We are less than an hour. Lions pregame will begin. Jim Costa will come in, be a little three-man booth here. It's going to be his show. I'm just going to sit here and stare at the ceiling. I'm kidding. But we have done all football. Tigers, it's tomorrow. Can I take one segment just to college football real quick?
Yeah.
Is anyone going to talk about what we've been saying now for a long time? Donovan Edwards isn't any good. Is anyone going to talk about anyone going to talk about him getting benched Saturday?
No, I think he didn't get benched. It's just Mullings is just winning the job. It's your perspective, Mike. We were saying the same thing. I'm trying to be funny. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was about to say something unsavory.
I think Sharon Moore realized you want to win, Mullings has to be in the game at all times.
Here's your guy on the cover of a video game, 11 for 27, 8 for 41, 17 for 82 against Arkansas State, 14 for 74, and 9 for 34 Saturday. Guys, Mullins is your running back. He's more powerful, more physical, more decisive. Donovan Edwards does not look to have any explosiveness, any burst.
No.
Probably hurts. He doesn't know the other team's plays. He's not your starting running back.
Yeah.
He's been relegated. Now, again, all the focus is on Alex Orgie in the quarterback spot, but I think that's a big development there, is that a guy that Michigan fan expected to be an All-American, expected to be the best back in the Big Ten or the second best back. He's not even the best back on your own team. And frankly, when you watch the games, I would challenge any Michigan fan to call in and tell me on a play-to-play basis, you're not better with Donovan Edwards on the bench.
No, I think a lot of Michigan fans saw what Donovan did in the playoffs and what Donovan, especially what he did in the championship game, and thought that that would get extrapolated throughout the rest of the season. Like, hey, you know what? Corm's gone, but we already got our next guy. He's right there.
But you know what kills me with the championship game thing? It's the idiocy of the number, right? The championship game, he didn't get touched on either big run. Okay? He cut back. No one touched him. Straight line speed. That's not like what Ashton Gentry did this weekend against Washington State, where he had to break 15 tackles per run.
Mike, it's not even what Mullins did against USC on a fourth down, and he just crashes through the line. It was like, are you trying to tackle me? Because no, I'm not stopping.
Even the 64-yard run that got them down the field to win the game, he broke five tackles.
Yeah.
I think it's a developing story, and there's not many people who want to talk about it. But there's no scenario that I can give Donovan Edwards more than a handful of carries a week.
Well, and here's the other thing, that because of the lack of quarterback play, it nullifies the one thing that he can do, and that's catching the ball out of the backfield. Because you're not throwing the ball out of the backfield because you're not throwing the ball.
Now, very interesting note, and again, I know we're not going there today, you know, long form. They're underdogs at Washington this week, which is very surprising. That had opened up. They were favorites. I think early in the year they were touchdown favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Washington is a 2.5-point favorite at home. And again, if you care about win expectancy and box score, Washington should have beat Rutgers. Like, if you play that game 100 times.
Did you see? Yeah, when the guy runs out on the field and gets the penalty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
The point is, keep an eye on it. And look, was there incremental improvement from Alex Orgie? Yes. Now, I say that tepidly, but let's be fair. You throw for 32 yards 1 week. At least you threw it 18 times. You completed north of 50% of your passes. Can't have the turnover. And he threw for almost 100 yards. He's got to get to a point where they can throw it 18 to 20 times a game. You can build in 2-3 shot plays a game, and he connects on one or two of them.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a process.
He's got to get to the point, Mike, where they actually respect the play-action pass, where you just don't send 8-9 people after the running back saying, I dare you to throw the ball. because that's where it is now. Now, it's taken Minnesota and USC the second half of games to realize that, but he still looks uncomfortable when you ask him to go out there and make some plays using his arm.
248-539-9797. There's not much to say about State. You go into a game as a 24-point underdog and you know lose the game by 30. Well, what the hell is there to say? I mean, could it have looked a lot better? Yeah, but that's the story of State's season. Yeah. I mean, Malik Spencer drops an interception in the end zone. The very next play is a fourth down and a touchdown. I mean, It's like Murphy's Law. Then State goes down the field. Aiden Childs gets his head ripped off. They don't call the face mask. He fumbles on that very same play. Like, you don't have a margin. You're not a team gunning for the playoff or gunning for a Big Ten title. You're just trying to fight and claw and scratch and be a bowl team. MSU can't give up these swings.
Yeah.
But I will say this, at least in the first half, I didn't feel like 2021 where it was like touchdown, 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 and Rico's at Raising Cane 7 minutes into the game. Like,
yeah, you felt like they actually had a puncher's chance. Like, Michigan State has to make their own luck. They're an average team to a good team. They're not a great team. You're playing a great team. You have to come up with things that, like, on a fourth and one play, you got to come up with a better play call than that.
Or Aiden not trying to, like, jump or whatever.
Well, now you can't let the Ohio State line get ready and say, hey, are you guys ready? Okay, we're going to run our play. You know, you got to have Malik Spencer catch the interception. You got to make sure that Velling doesn't fumble the ball in the red zone. Like, it's those things like that. You can't make those plays. You're not talented enough to beat Ohio State. You need every advantage that you can get.
Schemes are there. Players aren't.
Yeah, you don't have the Jimmies and the Joes.
And State fans don't want to hear this, but too bad. If they don't start recruiting better and they don't get more serious in the portal, they will be left behind.
Yeah.
They're doing a decent job at both, and I understand. Well, how did they get Childs? They spent, you know, guys, you played a football team Saturday that spent the better part of $30 million on their roster. Get serious, or this is the new norm. Do you like being a 25-point underdog on Friday night? This will be the norm. We started a true freshman who's a nobody at left tackle. Rakeem Johnson. This kid was a three-star player from the football hotbed known as Idaho. 6'3", 270. And we threw that kid into the fire because we don't have anybody else. Stanton Ramil's hurt. Baldwin blows. Dude, Rico, you don't get 4 or 5 years.
No, Mike, you don't. What I need you to do is spin the way you did on the defensive line and the linebacker spot. You look at that defense. That defense is much improved from last year. Now you need to go out there and you got to bring in at least 3 offensive linemen out of the portal and probably a running back as well. And now you can talk to me.
It's look, I like the staff. I like the coordinators. Lindgren and Rossi are showing you what real coordinators, not meth head Santa Claus at defensive coordinator. So it's just they don't have the players, man. And it's maddening to watch because schematically it's there. We just don't have players.
Yeah, it reminds me of D'Antonio, the early years where they were constantly getting beat by the wheel route.
And thank you for bringing up the Halloween night game at Minnesota.
Right, but then all of a sudden, you know, they got the Jimmies and the Joes, and then they started winning these games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those early years you saw, like, man, I see what they're trying to do. And, like, you know, the homecoming game against Iowa years ago, those were rare where they made the big play and got the stop and won the game. Other than that, they would always shoot themselves in the foot, and you're like, yep, these are just the same old Spartans.
Well, it's a big offseason because I ain't giving it 3 years. There is a behemoth talent gap, and it ain't going to stop. So, look, just we wanted to do one segment, a little college football, because it's all Lions and Tigers, and at 5, we'll get – total Lions coverage. But yeah, if you have thoughts on it, I'd love to hear it. I kind of wondered where all our intrepid reporters are at. Are we going to talk about Donovan Edwards being the backup?
No.
Getting benched?
No. You're going to talk about Mullings being the Big Ten player of the week. That's what you're going to get.
Perfect.
And Mike, I'm sorry your Mets got happiness today.
So. And I hate the Mets so much. When the Mets smile, I cry.
Yeah.
Losers.
But no, it's going to be more of a thing on Khalil and the defense. We're not going to talk about the quarterback. We're not going to talk about Donovan. And we're just going to press forward.
Keep an eye on that game this weekend. That is very surprising. Look, Washington's favored.
And hey, David, you know, I said along, going out to Washington on the West Coast was going to be problematic. This was at the beginning of the year. Now, when you see the Huskies are favored, and they're an okay team.
They're not great.
And, like, they should have beat Rutgers, but, yeah, it was like a player ran out on the field, celebrated, and caused a penalty, and then ended up losing the game.
It's the state of college officiating. 248-539.
Well, no, you can't run out on
it. I don't want to hear it. Let people be happy. 248-539-9797.